Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
With Paul Tomkinson and Rob Deering.
Here they go.
So you're leading.
Yeah, I'm leading. This is
Rob's leading. I don't know where I'm
hello
going.
Hello, listeners. I have come to Birmingham from Manchester.
Let's get it right, mate. You've come to Birmingham.
I've come to Birmingham.
You've come all the way to Brummie for a run, like.
Come down to Brummie
for a run down the canal, like.
You want to come here and offend a lot.
I saw him with the headphones on.
I'm really pleased. Look, our first landmark is already here. I've come to Birmingham. I'm in Manchester for the weekend. Paul's in Birmingham for the weekend, and I love running here. And so I came down to show you one of my favourite runs.
That's great. And we like to offer a variety of locations for running commentary wherever possible.
It's not just London, is it?
No.
Paul? It's not just London.
No.
Look at this lamp thing. I love it.
You expect a giant to be next to that with a big bed, don't you?
It's auspicious. It's a giant red angle poise lamp.
And, oops.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you a story about it later.
Nice.
So we're going to go
something
out.
To look forward to, a little teaser.
Give me a little heads up. We're just going around the back of the mailbox, but we're going to drop down to the canal.
Yeah.
Go over it.
Brilliant.
Go out along it.
Nice, and then run out and back.
Yeah.
It's a classic out and backer.
We can decide the distance.
Yes.
Based on when we turn back.
Ooh.
The great thing with that is...
That's dangerous, though, isn't it?
It's only halfway.
Yeah, because you feel really good after about 40 minutes and think, yeah, let's just keep going.
But that is the magic of an out and back, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. You go all the way out, you got to run back.
The other good thing about an out and back is, yeah, you're really committed.
Yeah.
And two, you've got to, you do get to see, it's different when you're on the way back.
Yeah.
It's different. You know, because running backwards is the new running forwards.
Yeah, well, I've got a post New York.
Yeah, that's what I found out. Here's a canal.
This is very built up, isn't it, this area? It's lovely, actually.
It's been redone beautifully.
Yeah.
It's one of those oft-touted facts, isn't it? More canals in Birmingham than in Venice. The implication is always that it's slightly nicer here than in Venice.
Yeah. Yeah. Why all those Venetians thinking, we have to get to Birmingham.
Yeah. Well, they wouldn't be able to.
To recreate what we've already got.
Yeah, exactly.
It is gorgeous, and it's quite a crisp morning, isn't it?
Yes.
There's a bit of a frost.
Yeah.
Which makes it pleasant, doesn't it? I do like the
absolutely.
The frosting nature.
No, it's a really nice late November. It's perfect. The same as the other day.
Yeah.
Crispy, bright. Go left here. There's some steps there. Watch out. Okay, so we've come out of the mailbox. You come across the basin. You can kind of go across Birmingham and hook into all the new stuff and the rep and everything, but we're going to take the canal.
We're not going to do that.
Out of town towards the university, where I briefly went. That's
yes,
another
of course.
Reason why I was coming, because you were...
Just to reacquaint yourself, meet some old profs.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember the Deering.
But first of all, didn't you... I don't know whether to believe what I saw on the social networks. Did you or did you not receive some exciting...
Oh, yeah, I did, yes. I've been on the waiting list.
Yeah.
For the Shepherd's Hill allotment in Crouch End.
Yeah.
For 3 years. It's hallowed turf.
Yeah.
It's, I mean, the fact I've been on it for 3 years, it used to be run by the... I don't think you'll listen to this, so I will name him Mario. He ran it. He was an absolute tyrant. There's no getting around it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He was head of the committee. Then they've had a Zimbabwean-style putsch.
Right.
It really is like a coup d'allotment. And I find myself suddenly with an allotment meeting someone on Sunday. Now, I don't know what the quality of the plot is going to be.
Right.
But I'm undoubtedly...
Already the plot has thickened. Yes. This is exciting stuff.
Well, I know someone on the committee.
Yeah.
So I've got, you know...
Oh, you're right.
Certain bits of power there. Clubble. I'm already deeply embroiled
in... the 1%.
Yeah. The allotment elite.
Yeah. Not everyone's got a lot. Yeah. You know, some people have to live with the not very muchment.
Yes. But I'm looking forward to it. I'm actually... I mean, my wife's... quite excited and dismissive simultaneously for my attempts to toil the land, which haven't yet begun.
Well, it's interesting because you've said before, you know, you often sort of daydream about escape. You know, I'm going to become a so-and-so, you know, insert name of job here. And your bluff's been called. Is he going to have to...
I'm going to have to do something.
You're going to have to service this allotment.
Yes, I am.
But there is something really special about those North London and other cities. I bet there's
a lot of allotments
here in Birmingham.
I think there's something special in most, if not all, allotments. The most special thing about this one is how blooming hard it is to get one.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm looking forward to it. And they're on the... You know when we run down into Highgate Woods?
Yeah.
And we run down initially into Queen's Woods... off the road there. You know, you would turn down, go down Little Ginnell.
Like at the base of the valley there.
Yeah, that's where they are.
Brilliant.
So it's an absolutely gorgeous set.
It's good news for us, because I think ultimately, I just had a flash forward this morning on the train coming down to see you. Flash forward of me and you. You know, hopefully a decade or two from now, no longer able to run. Just with me kind of sitting in some kind of deck chair.
Yes.
You digging.
Yeah, just digging. And, digging for potatoes here, like a good
one. Little running commentary. Yeah,
like a good one there. Or, if we get a bit tired about 10 years, we can just hop off into my allotment and eat some fresh beets.
Yeah.
From the ground. And make some beetroot smoothies. Be great. Let's do it.
Fresh beets.
Fresh beets!
Yo.
It's going to be great. Or a real pain.
Yeah.
Probably both.
And then, in the end, can we use your allotment as our double grave?
Maybe, yeah. I see no point in that. We'll re-till you into the land from whence you came.
Yeah. Great.
From dust to dust. So that's, I'm excited about that. I'll meet you on Sunday morning.
Yeah.
For the allotment handover.
Yeah.
The press will be there. There's a bit of media interest.
Yeah, yeah.
It's going to be pretty big.
You can snip a ribbon.
The handing over of the shed keys. I think there's a shed with it.
What?
Which is amazing, isn't it?
Whoa. It is amazing. Yeah.
Wow, we're suddenly in a sun trap.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
I just remembered I was in Birmingham for gigs.
Yeah.
One incredibly beautiful weekend years ago.
Yeah.
And I think everyone, all the comics from all the clubs came together. It's like 11 comedians mooching them out in the middle of the day.
That's
They're gradually... peeling off and going back into the darkness. You know, Josh Howie saying, you know, I know it's a lovely day, but I am going to go to the cinema.
Yes. I love that phrase, all the comics from all the clubs.
Yeah.
What a powerful group that would be.
It was very exciting.
Yeah.
There's a photo somewhere.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, if it's a film, it'd be a black and white photo. And you'd look back and think, oh yeah, only three of us survived.
Yeah, yeah. To see the glory of the afternoon.
I think I watched The Untouchables the other day.
Birmingham is actually one of the last cities for comics.
There's a shed.
Guaranteed.
Do you think that's what your shed's going to be like? Sorry.
That'll be great.
Imagine yourself in that shed.
Can't wait.
I hope that your shed is not on the other side of a stretch of water. Nice. Birmingham was one of the last cities, yes.
The last city is guaranteeing free cinema access for comics.
Ah.
You can still get to see a free movie.
Yeah, they've blown that out in there.
It used to exist in Manchester, and comics massively abused the privilege.
Yeah, yeah.
Brief story, comics playing the Comedy Store were allowed free cinema at the local View Cinema.
Yeah.
Really nice. I used to see a film when I was up there most weekends, yep, playing the Comedy Store. Lovely.
Yeah.
Then comics who played the Comedy Store started going for free cinema on weekends where they weren't playing the Comedy Store.
Oh.
Then comics who don't play the Comedy Store started going along to watch it irregardless.
Yeah.
And then just comics with mates. And then before you know it, the we don't get to see free cinema. The cinema shut down.
The cinema went out of business.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like the guy who lost the comics the use of the Virgin Lounge on the way to Hong Kong. The context of that is that the Virgin Lounge is like a very heaven. You can have and do whatever you like.
It's amazing, yeah.
So to get to the point where you're too drunk and behaving inappropriately in there, you've really got to go for it. You've got to be kind of Keith Mooning it up.
Yes, yeah.
But he did.
Yeah.
And then, talking of...
Just too much for us,
Manchester,
isn't it?
That's also where the comedian famously got a really nice plate of... delicious kind of king prawns. I said, I'm not eating this, and just swept it off into the bin. That's denying everyone.
In front of the owner, wasn't
it? In front of the owner.
In front of the owner who'd given us free meals, yeah. Oh, well.
There goes the past tense. Look at this. Look where we are. Isn't it gorgeous?
Absolute glory.
What I love about this stretch of the canal is it's like a kind of play set. You've got us on the towpath. There goes another runner and a cyclist. The canal. And then, you know, university buildings over there. It's still university land. That's the rail.
Right.
And then on our right, you can hear it. The railway line.
Nice, yeah, really nice.
It's like a kind of toy town.
So you've got your gigging at the Comedy Store this weekend?
Yes.
Right.
Although, it's nice to be here doing this. And always lovely to be at the Manchester Store. But I'm not spending as much time in Manchester as I thought it was going to be because I was going to do this run today and then
do a park run
tomorrow. And
right.
Go to do some Manchester things tomorrow afternoon. But I'm touring out of Manchester, basically.
Right.
Birmingham today, Cleethorpes on Sunday.
Yes, you're doing this Sunday Cleethorpes gig.
Because we had a death in the family, so I'm going to go and see.
I'm sorry to hear that. You mentioned that yesterday. Yes.
Yeah, my grandma-in-law, Nana, which you married to us, she was 99. So I think anyone who... you know, doesn't know her is going to think, well, that's pretty old. But she was really strong and fiery and sparky and smart till...
Yes.
You know, I saw her at the weekend and she was as on it as ever. So it's a,
my goodness, that's shocking, isn't it? Of course, it's a huge shock.
Incredible person, you know, she... Well, just incredible when someone lives through all those things, you know. So she's born 1918. And she, when there was the anniversary of the end of... World War II a couple of years ago, we went round with the kids and tried to pick her brains about it. Well, you know, while she was still around to tell their stories.
Yes,
which is funny in itself because she kind of went, oh, well, nothing.
Bit of a kerfuffle.
What's the fuss? You dragged out the fact that she was working in a munitions factory on the east coast of Scotland in World War II.
That's that generation, isn't it?
Yeah.
Amazing people. And also that the idea of... you know, a long life, and people say, oh, well, she's had a good innings.
Yeah.
It's still always utterly tragic.
Yeah.
Because it's the end of something so fantastic, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
It's awful. It doesn't matter how long you've lived.
Yeah, that's right. You know. It's so strange that when someone goes, you know, it's just a huge tragedy every time.
Yeah.
All the times.
It's the absurdity of it as well, isn't it? The no longer there-ness of it.
Yeah, that's right.
You know.
No, it's hard to look straight at it, really.
Yes, it is, yeah.
Let's make everything look like a bit of a waste of time.
Or utterly meaningful.
Yes.
However you want to look at it.
Maybe both at once.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're going through quite a long tunnel here, thank you. They resurfaced this towpath. I remember running this in pouring rain.
Yeah.
And the puddles were a nightmare, but they're not like that anymore. See, here's a train going past down
there
the canal.
There we go!
Woohoo!
Chuck, chuck!
Pretty exciting.
Train!
Train!
There's a train! Train! Choo choo! Choo! Only because I watched this YouTube thing of Donald Trump. This great impression of Donald Trump when he saw a fire. I was going to say fire machine. What is it? A fire truck?
Fire engine?
Fire engine. Let's call it a fire engine. And he...
We said fire machine, I thought you were talking about...
Yeah, fire
machine. In Native American.
No. No, it was a fire engine. And normally I'm not a big fan of satire as such. I find it a bit heavy-handed. But yeah. I really enjoyed this, only because it was so silly. It was just the utter excitement with which Donald Trump treated a fire engine. He's like, fire engine, choo-choo, ring the bell, fire engine.
Yeah.
He just totally went for it.
Did you kind of love him a bit at that moment?
It was great. Yeah. No, I just thought it was hilarious.
Yeah, good. I'm glad you thought it was hilarious, because I nearly chipped you up into the canal there. Did you notice? That's so picturesque. Get ahead of me. I want you in shot. This is like an advert for running in Birmingham. Look at that. Here he goes. Paul Tonkinson running forwards in this picture. Your form's so good that when I did that picture of you running backwards in the photo, you just look like you're running towards me.
My shuffle.
Yes, goodness.
So you're going back on Saturday?
I'm going back up to Manchester today.
Yes.
I'm going home for the day tomorrow.
Right.
And then I'm back up, so two more gigs to Manchester and a gig in Cleethorpes.
So that you're obviously training it all over at the moment.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I think I get a lift to Cleethorpes.
Right, yes, yeah, you
and
do.
I hope,
yeah,
I get a lift back. Not that Cleethorpes is lovely, but, you know.
Yeah, that Cleethorpes gig's quite nice on
it
the
is
Sunday.
Nice, yeah. Cleethorpes is contiguous with Grimsby.
What does that mean?
It means they touch each other.
Do they really?
Flow one through to the other. Like Bradford and Leeds. I love the word contiguous.
It's a lovely word.
Shoehorn it in whenever I can. So have you done... This is quite... We ran earlier this week and, you know, dealt with some stuff. We're feeling a bit more, you know, philosophical now with saying goodbye to Nana, coming to Birmingham, your allotment, you know. Although I didn't realise there was so much intrigue involved with the allotment there. It's quite,
yeah, there's been a fair bit of waiting and intrigue behind the scenes. It does signify a kind of...
And Mario's just got
a bit of a change of life.
He's not dead or anything.
No, he hasn't been off.
Yeah.
He's just...
not like The Sopranos.
No, as far as I know, he's just no longer on the committee.
Right.
That's as far as I know. But he may still be involved with the committee. The committee seems to be quite a mysterious entity. The allotment committee.
Yeah.
So we'll see about that one. I'll tell you what, I do have big running news.
Yeah.
Which I'm putting forward to you as an offer and an invitation. Slight gauntlet. Challenge. New adventure direction.
Add some more words to that.
Yeah. Utter pain.
Suggestion.
Yeah. Suggestion,
would
hesitation.
You like to write the source with me?
Yeah. It is the
Jurassic Coast.
Jurassic Coast Ultra, May the 20th. Next year, 48 miles.
Yeah, yeah.
Coastline, fair bit of uppy downy.
Yeah. Jurassic Coast, that's like Isle of Purbeck, Dorset line of country.
Yes.
Yeah, lovely.
To be honest, you already know more about it than I do. I've just like...
My school journey was to Swanage.
Was it? Nice part of the world, actually.
The funny thing is that it was called school journey, which obviously seemed normal to me, because that's what we all called it, but no one else's school trip was ever called school journey.
Yeah.
It's the school journey. Okay, so... May the 20th, that's interesting.
Because I was looking for something at the endish of London, where I'm going to be running it slowly.
And looking at that as training for an ultra.
Sort of, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's
sort
the same
of
day as Hackney Half.
Right.
May the 20th. And I was just thinking, yeah, we should probably be ready for something around that time. Are there options to do further, or is that it?
That's it, yeah. I mean, it's 48 miles.
I think
so.
It's a difficult one. If people are running 100 miles and you run 50,
no,
you're going to come in thinking, being disappointed with yourself for only running 50 miles.
Yeah, it's a point to pointer.
Yep.
The story of me doing the race is I was doing a gig, a fundraiser, at Westminster Synagogue last Tuesday.
Oh yeah, I was going to ask you about this. Go on.
And it was a very rich Jewish congregation there.
Yeah.
Quite bizarre in a way that we were fundraising for them. But anyway, I was by far the poorest people in the building were the comics.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, it was Josh Howie's synagogue.
Yep.
Favour, good
Actually,
fun.
Josh is just going to go to the cinema.
Yeah. Cultural exchange, brilliant.
Yeah.
Chatting to Angie Barnes.
Oh, yeah.
Very funny woman.
Yeah.
Her partner.
He's a big runner.
Yeah, he's running the Ultra.
Right.
And he was looking for someone to do it with him. And it kind of fitted. It kind of felt natural.
Because Kev Adam was saying, threw down a gauntlet himself, race to the stones.
Yes, that's that race. Is that 100 kilometres? I think it's 100 kilometres.
Yeah, and you can do 50 or 100.
Right.
And it's... I like the locales where it starts at Lucknow.
Right.
I get off the bus and go and see my dad. And it follows the Ridgeway, which is, you know, right. It's ridiculously ancient road. Like,
no, the race of stones looks great, but that's getting into June, isn't it?
It's July. It's mid-July.
Right, yeah. I didn't want to...
And it's a weekend and... I don't think I can do it. So
I just didn't want to define my summer by it.
That I'm not doing that. So this Jurassic one sounds.
Well, listen, have a look at it.
Are there dinosaurs there?
Oh, there'll be dinosaurs throughout. Not many people survive it.
Right.
Because there are dinosaurs on the course.
Living biological. Yeah.
It makes it even more gnarly than the average ultra.
Yeah, yeah.
Watch out for the odd stegosaurus at miles 42.
I can see myself in New York kind of smiling, staying ahead of the rough routes early on. And then about 20 miles, just going, oh, forget it, just letting them eat me.
We got a moody T-Rex at mile 12. He's all right, just don't look at him. So we'll have a laugh. If you fancy doing
stay
it.
Stay still. Yeah. The vision is based on movement. I can't stay still. You're in 730 mile pace.
Yeah. I mean, what worries me about it is the uppy-downiness.
Yeah.
I did question it with Matthew. Because I said,
elevation, I think.
Said, does it have to be this elevatory?
Yes.
And we looked at others, but it seems like just a decent bet, you know, just a bit of a laugh.
May the 20th.
I use that term laugh loosely.
Yeah, yeah. 40, how far again?
Oh, it's only 48 miles.
Oh, okay, just the 48.
Yeah, just the 48.
So it's less than...
It's less than 50. Marathons. Yeah. Oh, it's going to be absurdly long.
Yeah.
That goes without saying.
Yeah.
And the idea, the plan for... Because I was going to have to practice this anyway. It was just lots of long, slow runs. I'm working on trying to eat a bit during the run.
Yeah, yeah. You like that idea most of all.
I like that idea. I'm looking forward to that.
I've actually brought a little roast dinner.
Oh, that'd be great. That'd be fun. So, sir, it's just a little tickle there. What's your initial idea about that? What do you reckon?
I'm interested.
Yeah.
I've got to look at my diary.
Yeah.
That's it. I got a holiday coming up around that time. Yes. Not long after that.
Yes.
Which is good. You know,
yeah.
Really earn that holiday.
Yeah.
I got London. I mean, I'm absolutely committed.
We're both doing London.
Yeah, but I'm going to...
But you might be a bit tired, that's
the
thing.
I'm going to train to run London as fast as I can.
Yeah, so
you're on a different story.
Yeah, we're on a bit of a different trajectory.
But it still counts as what the hell's happening here. Just the wind. Sorry, but you see this bottle?
Yeah.
It's moving really fast. I thought that something was under the water nosing it.
No.
I'm just being paranoid. It's just the wind, isn't it?
Yeah. A really committed ultra runner just practicing immersion techniques.
Yeah, I'm probably a triathlete.
Yes, yeah. So. Yeah. So, yeah, so you will be a bit tired post-marathon.
Yeah.
As I will be, but I'll be tighter in a kind of slower, runny type way.
In terms of training for this, well, we'll have to investigate. I don't even know what the training is. I mean, if you're running 48 miles, how far are you supposed to run before? I suppose.
I think you're just getting used to
between the two. You'd run 30 miles.
Yeah, just getting used to running for long times on your running for a long way on your feet. I think just kind of long, just for hours. I'll try and get a couple of like 5-hour runs in before I do it. Not that dissimilar to a marathon. That's how I'm going to take it anyway.
No, we've said before. I mean, we find it, there's something. I want a better word than romantic. You really should write that for Taurus.
Yeah.
But the idea of just going out and just running all day.
Yeah.
There's a romance to that, isn't there? It's like
absolutely.
The Forrest Gump thing, you know.
Yes.
That's the great thing about the potential ultra. It's nothing to do with speed anymore.
Yeah.
Well, unless you're Sean Marsden.
He did so well recently, didn't he? I mean, there's a ludicrous to it, which I like.
Yeah.
There's an idea that whatever you want to get out of running, you're going to get out of it.
Yeah.
The longer you want to run, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm quite interested by the post, what Vassos defined to me as the post-ultra bubble.
Yes.
Well, I get it a bit after a decent marathon.
Yeah.
Just a kind of bubble of well-being when I think about it.
Yeah, absolutely.
But he seemed to indicate it was more intense. After an ultra.
Yeah, yeah,
obviously, we're just addicts after a fix, aren't we?
That's right, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, I like the way... Was it you said there's something about the preposterousness of it?
The ludicrous nature of it.
The fact that that attracts us...
Yes.
...is telling.
Is ridiculous in itself.
I'm interested.
Okay, cool.
But, you know...
Yeah, we'll see how we feel. Have a look.
Listeners, if you get in touch and say, well, if you're interested, here's the link. Please note that that will make me not want to do it.
Yeah. Early days.
I don't offer that up as an excuse. It's just, it's in my nature. This is where you learn to be a doctor if you come to Birmingham University. University Station.
Nice.
It's, I came up to university here in, I don't know, 92?
Wow.
Yeah. Left in 93. Early 93.
Burnt like a flame.
Yeah,
it couldn't contain you.
No, that's
the
right.
The vessel that was Birmingham University. You can't keep that. You can't trap the wind. You can't.
No, you can't. You can't bottle stardust.
No, absolutely.
Yeah.
You're just passing through, mate.
Yes. Yeah. Plus, I can't be bothered writing all those essays.
Yeah. It's my son's 19th today. 19th birthday.
Are you going to go up and stay with him for a month?
Up in Manny on his own.
Oh, Georgie! Yeah. Happy birthday!
Happy birthday, Georgie! 19 today! Have you got off with anyone since you've been up here?
What did you say? Is he 19 today? Yes, he is. Yes, he is. And I'm here. I'm here to be with you, Georgie.
Going
to
cramp your style all
weekend. So he's having a laugh.
Yeah.
He's, one of his presents that he asked for was another sort of inflatable kind of sofa bed in his room so we could make it more of a kind of party zone. So that's good.
I think, yeah, you're probably...
That shows he's doing well.
You want it to be slightly less of a party zone.
Yeah,
I was thinking that
it
must be hard to celebrate your birthday when you're already just doing exactly what
you
want.
Yeah, just celebrating constantly.
All day, every day.
Yeah. Yeah, the gap between his birthday and any other day is fairly marginal.
Yeah, yeah.
Although his mate's running a club night. One of our son's mates is up there.
Yeah.
He's running a club... No, one of our mate's sons is up there.
Yes.
And he runs a club night, so it's a nice little fortuitous event that will only propel them into extreme hedonism.
Fortuitous, lucky, auspicious, serendipitous.
Synchronicitous, harmonious.
Whereas, you see, it's my birthday in less than 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And I kind of texted a few people to see what everyone fancy doing and what everyone's up to.
Yeah.
Quite, I say a few people, it's quite a lot of people, you know.
Right.
And three of them got back to me.
Nice.
They're all busy.
That's a gang, isn't it? A gang of three who can't come, yeah.
That's a little...
Yeah. The people who...
My birthday. just literally just saying, who's about? And saying, we're meeting at this pub in Soho 15 years ago. And about 80 people came.
Yeah. The changing of the guard, isn't
those
it?
Days.
The people who cared enough contacted you to tell you that they couldn't come.
Yeah,
that's like...
Hey, look, this is that toy term thing. We go, we're on an aqueduct here.
Right.
This is brilliant. I love this.
Oh, all right.
And there's a train on the other bridge. Look at that.
This is very nice,
that's
isn't
superb.
It?
Superb. So we're quite high above a road.
Yeah.
But we're next to a canal. Oh, look, and there's the university. Come back a minute. Look at that. It's gorgeous. It's the quintessential red brick university.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
I really did have an excellent time here. I just didn't want to stay.
No, it is a lovely place to go.
I love Birmingham.
Yeah, I really like the Brummies. I really like
it. Yeah, it's a great scene.
Yeah.
It really is. Just such a great gig. How was the gig last night?
Just really nice.
Yeah, yeah. Did they have a... Was it the Comedy Council? Did they have new acts and stuff?
Yeah, they had some new acts, but I didn't hang around because I'm staying at relatives' house. I had a really nice gig on Tuesday in a local pub in Crouch End.
Yeah, which one?
Called Victoria Steaks.
Oh yeah, on the corner there. We run past it quite often.
Yeah, we do, and it was one of those gigs where you get a few mates going.
Yeah.
And you're local to it, so people know you're local.
Yeah.
Which brings with it an added... Just a bit of added pressure.
Right.
But it's nice because it forces you to write loads of stuff about local. I was just writing loads of stuff about what it's like to live in Crouch End. And,
yeah.
And it was just really good fun. You could tell them really just loving it that you're doing that. But you end up putting way more work and stress on a gig, which, let's face it, you got like 100 quid on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
So what you do for like massive corporate, you just put more on it, you know.
Yeah, but anything that makes you do that, you know, that kind of little jump of having to think about it and write.
Oops. Sorry. Here we go. Possible hazard. Sorry.
It's all happy. It's all for ages, and then they all are.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
It's really good. It's always valuable, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just because you might, you know, that gig could have got cancelled. Still sitting back and thinking about that stuff is...
Just
get
your
process.
Get your brain going.
But conversely, it's great when if you show just a bit of local knowledge to an audience,
they love it.
They love it because it
absolutely
just shows
them
you're all in that moment together.
Yeah, I mean, so, some friends came, one of whose daughters used to be best mates with my daughter.
Yeah.
So I've known her since I was six.
Right.
It was her 18th birthday. She came to see me do comedy.
In all seriousness, you have to start again here. Your friend was friends with her daughter.
Yeah.
Your daughter. You've known her since she was six. No, go again.
My friends have a daughter.
Right.
Who was really good mates with my daughter.
Yes.
Bonnie. And they've known each other since they were six. So I've known her since she was six.
Okay.
It's now her 18th birthday.
Yeah, that's...
So they're coming to see us.
That's blooming generational, isn't it?
But it's also pressure because... So the last thing you need is like... You know that bloke you thought was really funny when you were six and...
Yeah.
You know, was just like a really funny... You know, father of your mate.
And the ultimate gear change from dad comedy to comedy comedy.
Yeah, yeah. Turns out he's really unfunny. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? It's just like you really don't want to disavow them of the notion that you're a funny person.
No,
you know?
That's right.
When your kids start coming to see you, you'll notice in a few years.
You remember I was saying that
gig, pressure.
That gig last weekend in Oxford, there wasn't much cop.
Yeah.
Yeah, some friends wanted to come to that. I think they're 16 now.
Right.
I remember them being little twins.
Yes.
And I remember them as tiny little scraps in the palm of your hand. And they want to come to the gig.
Suddenly they're a bit kind of having a look. So is he funny?
Do you think you could get a picture of this view here?
Let me get a picture of you, mate. Let me get a picture of you.
But I've got a wee.
Oh, yeah, yeah. All right, okay. You don't want a picture?
Don't take a picture.
No.
Don't do
oh,
it.
That's gorgeous.
Oh, God.
That is beautiful, with the sound of the waterfall in the distance.
I was beautiful. Trying to keep it a secret.
Oh, we're having a gorgeous run today. Get in touch if you've got any tips about ultras. Tell me what I should do. Should I be wearing those weird rucksacks when I'm running? I kind of want to avoid it. I'm just putting out a shout for what gear I should wear when I'm running an ultra. I'd quite like to avoid wearing those rucksacks that everyone wears, but
yeah,
I don't know whether you have to wear them.
Yeah, I hate running with a rucksack.
Yeah.
I have to... It's interesting, though. Maybe it's to do with the quality of the rucksack.
I'm sure it is, yeah.
I did find that, you know, when we went to the Lake District the other week?
Yeah. I'm only running like this because there's a cyclist coming.
Yeah, good.
There she goes. Sorry, mate.
Yeah, so... when we went up over the mountains from Langdon to Borrowdale,
yeah.
I took everything for our holiday. Someone's lost their gloves.
Oh, that's a tragic. There's always something sort
that's
of beautiful,
well.
Bittersweet,
one
tragic.
Yeah.
And that's two gloves together, isn't it?
That's a proper,
what are we going to do with that? What should we
possibly
do?
Possibly ladies' gloves.
Yeah, ladies, could be kids.
Right there, because the cyclist will come back. Or
oh, but look.
Yeah.
Did we see the little feet? Now I'm tempted to see.
Wave them around.
Am I tempted to see Am I allowed to do that? See what the gloves are actually like?
You can get them out if you want. I don't think they'll fit you, and I don't think you should keep them.
Oh, no, they're fine. They're just little gloves. They're functional little baby gloves. Lovely gloves. Well, we'll leave them here. Should we leave them slightly
on the
edge, to the side?
Like towards the, so that they don't miss them.
Okay.
And then hopefully they'll find them on the way back.
We'll find them on the way back.
That's
another little mystery, along with your story about the giant bedside lamp.
Yeah, so...
There's a few little teases have been going on so far.
I've just been really thinking about... this is so much less interesting than that stuff. But I'm really thinking about being upright. You know, posture.
What, when you're running or just generally?
Well, both, really.
Right.
I think after... When I did this... walk over the mountains.
Yeah.
I had all of that stuff in a big rucksack.
Right.
And I started off up this mountain. I thought, God, this is going to be tough. It's really hurting my shoulder.
Yeah.
And I'd promised myself I wouldn't just do it. I'd do it without moaning about it, you know. Anyway, I kind of chested it up.
Right.
I just put my shoulders back, put my head up and pushed my chest forward. I'm very chesty.
Right.
And it worked. It didn't hurt.
Interesting.
And if it hurt again, I just had to do that. And then a couple of weeks after that, I did New York. And I think for about a week after New York, people were kind of going, they basically were acting like I was sticking my chest out, which I don't think I was.
Okay.
And I think that basically I need to do this, need to get my posture right, like I am now. See?
Yeah, you notice that when you see the older Kenyans, the guys with great running form.
Yeah.
They've got their chest out.
Yeah, yeah. I can always tell. I set off a bit nippy the other day.
Yeah.
Like I would at the beginning of a marathon. But just off for a run. And I can just tell. My head's up. I'm looking a long way over
into
there.
The distance, yes.
My hands come right up to kind of the level of my...
To counteract
my shoulders.
Your legs.
And I've also started trying. And I just want to slow down. That all closes in and down. I started trying to... still run in the upright,
run correctly.
Looking like, even when I'm going slow. And actually, what I'm trying to get at is the rucksack kind of help with that. So maybe the right rucksack is a good
could help, yes.
But you've got great form anyway, so.
Well, I won't say I've got great. I feel a bit.
I think you have.
I'm a bit lumbery, my feet go in.
Kenyan runners look like. I mean, you've got that. You've got the looseness, you know. Loosey goosey.
Yeah, I think that's the most important thing. Whatever your natural form is a looseness to it, isn't it?
Yeah, that's
right. For me. But that's obviously not a biomechanical definition of anything. You just want to feel loose.
Look where we are. Do you like this run? It's nice, isn't it? It's nice.
Oh, it's a lovely run,
it's good, isn't it?
Absolutely lovely.
Going under a big railway bridge here is quite exciting, but there's a beautiful one up ahead. And the autumn colours are still great.
Really loving the autumn colours.
The weather's been that, you know, the weather's blasted in and knocked all the leaves off the trees by now. Not in this case.
We haven't really had too much of a cold snap.
I reckon it might be a cold... we might get some snow in real cold weather this winter, though. Because, one, El Niño is swelling up in the Pacific.
Really?
Or maybe the Atlantic, I don't know.
Someone should have a word with him. Is he okay?
No, it's not Mario.
Or has he teamed up with Mario? El Niño and Mario. Tell me what El Niño is. It's the wither.
It's like a doldrum. It's like a big lift of still water and air, and it blows. It turns into storms around the world. It's
right.
Low pressure, high pressure. It's beyond my meteorological knowledge.
But it's a major player on the world weather front, isn't it?
Yeah, last time there was a big El Niño was 2010 when we had a snowy Christmas and everything.
Right.
And,
here we go. It's moving through.
See, now
all right, mate.
Now the pressure's on him to go really fast.
No.
So, and of course, you remember the red clouds the other week?
Yes.
That hushed Russian nuclear accident.
Yeah.
It's going to give us a nice cold winter. Lots of snow.
That was
possibly radioactive.
That was an amazing day, that wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
That was beautiful. See, he's got quite decent form, this bloke, because he's got the mid, he's got the sort of 4 foot strike, hasn't he? He's not landing on his heels. He's not particularly loose, though.
No, but
he's not that loosey.
He must have got his legs. It's good. How far do you think we've gone so far?
Maybe 2.8.
Oh, we've gone much further.
Have we?
Yeah.
How far have we gone?
We've gone nearly 4 miles.
Well, I think we should turn back about 4.
Okay.
Yeah, I think. Sorry,
I
didn't realise.
We should turn back earlier than that.
Yeah. Just run all day. Let's do it. Let's a day be the day.
It's so gorgeous that we need to look at where we're going and find something to kind of get to.
Right.
We're quite near the big Bourneville factory here. But I don't know if we're 0.2 of a mile away from it.
I tell you, it's a sign of a good day and a good run when you think you've done 2.8, but you've done nearly 4.
Yeah, and I think also that we're going quite fast for us doing this.
Yeah, because we normally...
We're not going fast for running, but we're going fast for chatting, right?
Yes, yeah.
And I think it's partly because we're in the mood and it's a nice day and it's cold. But also it's just running on the flat, isn't it?
Yeah, it's lovely, yeah.
I love the towpaths and the railways. So, more sheds on the left.
So no park run for you this week?
No.
Right.
And I was planning on that after, you know, to kind of get this...
Just for a bit of a laugh, yeah. You're still post-New York, though. You should be taking it really easily.
Yeah.
Are you doing stretching and stuff? And
loads of stretching.
Yeah.
But I'm back into my exercise as well. I'm in a kind of crossfade.
Okay.
From timing of New York's great for that, because I've got kind of 6 to 8 weeks to play with it.
Yeah.
But you know what the main thing I've been doing since New York is?
Boozing.
Yeah, drinking every day.
Right.
Every day.
So what have you... What is this? Your gins and your spirits and potions.
Yeah, I've done a
bit of beer as well.
Serious vodka martinis, yes.
Right.
Red wine, I'm in Texas in winter.
Of course, yeah.
And I know this guy who really seems to... He really sells the red wine. Yeah. He makes it sound great. A lot of peer pressure from him.
Yeah. What you want to do is don't run with him every week. Really harmful.
But yeah, and slightly odd effect of fitness.
Go on.
Fitness and eating. Right, when you're eating carb loading or recovery eating.
Yeah.
It makes it possible to drink quite a lot.
It can do, can't it? Yeah.
You can handle it.
Yeah.
Which is dangerous in itself. I had four pints of lager last night. Yeah, you know, it's not, that's not loads, but it was like...
Post-gig.
I hadn't had anything.
Yeah. Was that post-gig?
Yeah.
Hanging with the comics?
Yeah.
Bit of banter?
Yeah.
Dressing room bants?
Like, well, man, he likes a bit of sauce, doesn't he? Yeah.
He likes a bit of drink before he goes on.
And during and after.
Yeah.
But that's the thing he used to.
Brilliant act, though.
Oh, yeah.
Has to be said. I mean, perfectly. Perfect act.
Yeah. He's sort of, there's something brilliantly old school about what he does, isn't
it? Yeah, he's just...
Not old fashioned.
No,
he's kind of unreconstructed.
He just perfectly just segues into a brilliant set.
Yeah.
Irregardless of his state of consciousness before he gets on stage.
Yeah.
So he can be in any state of drunk disillusion or whatever.
He's a little
and then
bit
just
like
go on stage.
I like
and
it's the game show host.
It's a different reality. Yes.
I was going to say he's a bit like the Ed Norton character in Birdman. Who I really love. He's basically a fantastic actor who knows that he's just better at being an actor than he is at being a human.
Yeah,
I'm not saying Mike is. I just saw that film the other day and I love that.
No, but he's got that. He's got like, at any moment, you might think I'm a real mess, the world.
Yeah.
But at any moment, I can do something fantastically well.
Yeah.
And that's great, isn't it? Here we go. Let's. Oh, which way do we go? Right side, left side?
Did you get your gloves?
Did you see that? That girl stood off to the right, sort of plucking flowers to herself by the railway track.
Yeah, it was quite worrying because it was a bit kind of a. It's a bit Ophelia, wasn't it?
Slightly odd.
Yeah.
Into
slightly
the
on my own by the railway tracks.
So what have we reached for? What are we doing? Are we doing the turn back?
I think that's the factory as well. Okay,
have we reached it?
Yeah, but there's something. Or maybe it's all. There's a Bourneville sign in the grass. We need the evidence. Here we go. Look, we're at 4.3.
Oh, look at the leaves migrating there.
But we're at 4.3. We should go to 4.5, so that's 9.
If you want to. I mean, I'm not like that, but if you want to, we can do
that.
Oh,
you're not like that?
I'm not like that, no. I don't have to cross everything. But if you want to, I'll happily do it.
I think, well, in all seriousness, for sake of my OCD...
Yeah, let's do it.
No, that bridge. See that bridge?
Yeah, let's do it.
I'm cool. Go past that one.
I'm cool with that.
It'll be easier to remember next time, so I don't have to look at them. Quack.
I've got the London Cross Country Championships tomorrow in Parliament Hill.
Have I run you too far?
No. I'm more in training for just running training sake. I'm not particularly focusing on it. It's going to be really difficult anyway, and I'm going to get absolutely thrashed.
Hampstead Heath?
On Parliament Hill there, yeah.
Parliament Hill, yeah. Brilliant. Right through the mud, over the stuff.
Real
you've done
muddy...
That one before, right?
Yeah, real muddy mess. I definitely get... If I was the kind of person who said things like that. I'd say I definitely got my ass handed to me last year.
Yeah.
I get, it's really brutal, and I'm not used to that kind of brutal way of racing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's just utter brutality. Everyone I tried to beat me. It was just like, you're just a soft road runner who likes a rhythm. These guys.
I was talking to Howard Reed and Natalie Haynes yesterday, and going back to that concept which we had a couple of weeks ago about the fighting thing.
Right.
People going to, basically doing where we would run. They do things like taekwondo.
Yes.
And sometimes it'll be like two guys who are good mates, and one of them is good at it and the other one isn't.
Yeah.
And they get there and just one of them is just beats the other one up at length.
Yeah.
And then they go for a drink. I don't think...
I find that tricky.
It's a little bit like me running with you.
No, we run together. That's yeah.
And you never, to be fair, you would never kick me in the face.
And also, you're not sharing something if only one of you's in pain. Do you know what I mean? The taekwondo thing. Yeah. But
you've hit on something. Look at this. This is the end of our run. This is where we're running to.
No, you're right.
Station.
You're right. I'm glad we made it.
We can always just get on the train back.
Yeah, just get on the train.
Let's get a picture. Bourneville for Cadbury World.
Ooh.
Do you like Bourneville, the chocolate? This
go
is
on,
the blooming landmark that I wanted to run towards. A massive Cadbury sign on the, over there. I love that.
Oh, is that the Cadbury's factory?
Yeah.
Of course it is, yeah. I've been there. I've actually had a trip
done
to
the
there.
Tour.
Yeah. A lot of chocolate.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Mostly chocolate based, isn't it? Would you
is
say
that
so?
The case? Yeah, yeah. Chocolate, you say.
Yeah.
Well, that's Cadbury went to. There was trouble, wasn't there? Because. Craft Dairy got bought out and those people sacked.
Have they? I think they've subtly changed the flavour of the dairy milk, haven't they,
in
the last few years? And it's not as nice as it used to be. It's lost something. Why is that? Is that because of this changeover thing?
I don't know, I'm vegan now. I haven't tasted it. But yeah, they've homogenised their production processes.
It's not what it was. It really isn't.
And yeah, because British chocolate was always better, wasn't it?
It's not what it was!
And they go on about it, and you ever buy a Hershey bar and think,
yeah.
It's cheap.
Oh, it's really taking it out.
And Green and Blacks used to be vegan. It's stopped being vegan. It has something to do with milk in the production process or something like that. I don't know. I do love it.
Oh, it's not the same, Rob.
It's interesting. There's an interesting history in Birmingham. It's a massive, it wasn't here. And then just appeared this huge metropolis in the Victorian era.
Right.
Because it's right in the middle. It's where all the... canals and
equidistant, yeah.
And also Quakers. Quakers built a chocolate factory.
Did they really?
And invested loads of money in the university.
Oh, okay.
Which is why to this day, there's big, like my halls of residence when I was here had no bar.
Because of the Quaker.
Because they're not supposed to drink.
This is quite
something maybe you should think about for your son.
This is quite nice. The houses backing off on the canal, aren't they? They're nice.
And they've all got their individual take on...
on what it is to back off on a canal.
Yeah. Some of the sheds are a little classier than
some of the fences have got massive holes and something. It's a bit like the sort of deep south or something, isn't it? But of course, you've got the train tracks as well, so swings and roundabouts on that one.
Yeah,
but
yeah. There's no one with guns sitting at the back with a badger.
No.
It's all
and the
nice.
Trains aren't that often, are they?
No.
I think it'd be quite a nice place to live.
All connects up Solihull and Warwick and stuff. It's really good.
Contiguous.
Well, it's not contiguous. There's land in between, but good effort. It's close.
Then you've got a trampoline, almost a civic trampoline there in the driveway.
Are you welcome?
Not really connected to a property.
And then you get to that basic thing, which is where it's just over there, but you can't get there because
it's very nice. Oh, look at that. But look at that chair there. Imagine what a laugh you'd have.
If only you could sit
on that chair. And this weather as well, just watching the world go by.
Yeah, I mean, the person who's losing the house has really missed an opportunity to say, get your knees up!
Yeah. Don't stop, get off and milk it! I always say get off and milk it. We're not on anything.
You're on a bike.
That's for cyclists.
Okay, it's a listener challenge. The perfect Birmingham heckle for a runner.
Yeah. I've seen better, mate. Are you boy out of Christ?
Wolverhampton's that way.
So nice, but yeah, the most enjoyable gig this week was the local gig, without a shadow of a doubt.
Any more detail on the synagogue gig? Because that was quite an exciting prospect.
Yeah, they were. What they were is they really wanted to laugh.
Yeah.
They laughed when you talked about them.
Yeah.
So you can be quite sort of cheeky and light. I mean, my first thing was they're all Jewish people.
Yeah.
So I went out, the first line I said was, hello Jews, and they all laughed.
Good.
And then I said, I haven't done...
Chelsea Penn and then House. Stamford Bridge SW6.
Nice, yeah.
It's not busy, it's the canal.
I said I haven't done that many, a gig to this many Jewish people really predominantly, but I have been to John Lewis in Brent Cross. Right. They laughed. I said, it's nice to be, I am a Catholic, so it's a little bit awkward with all the Christ-killing things.
Orcs?
Yeah, again they laughed.
Did you say that?
Yeah, I did say that.
Good, straight in.
They laughed. And then I said, but having said that, we all killed Christ, so it's fine. And then they laughed at that, and I said, and he's risen anyway, so swings and roundabouts, and they laughed. And that was the funniest I was in the gig. When I got to talking about my life, that it was fairly obviously I had very little relation to normal lived experience.
Yeah, yeah.
But also, but they were perfectly nice. Okay. They were fine. They're just,
those,
you know.
The comedians I saw yesterday, they were talking about how in the first few... the first few moments of the gig is when people establish their relationship with you.
Yes, yeah.
And if you do something good, then
they look on everything else more benevolently.
But then if you then change the rules, you end up battling against yourself.
Yeah.
So you did them some really specific,
yes, that's
here I am at this gig stuff.
Yeah, yeah, maybe too soon. Maybe too soon.
They kind of held it against you.
Yeah, maybe.
When you went to... Because I did a gig in Glasgow where they wanted a pop quiz.
Yeah.
So I got up before my set and did a little pop quiz.
Yeah.
It was all right. It was fine.
Right.
I was looking forward to doing my jokes because I know everyone enjoys those, you know.
Yeah.
I started doing my jokes and they're like, do more pop quiz.
Yeah. You've established the rules, haven't you?
That's right.
There's a case for doing your best stuff halfway through the gig, isn't it, in those environments? Yeah. Just holding it off. But by the same time, you always want to start strong. So it's a weird one.
And then starting strong, particularly for the younger comedian, you can mistake that for a kind of bulldozeriness.
Yes.
Just
coming
out. Either,
all guns
just
blazing.
Going too fast or just going in with this great material when you haven't met yet. I don't know who you are. Yeah. I don't know whether they want to give
you. You've
got
to take a little time to be seen, to see them and then be seeing yourself, to recognise themselves in you and you in them.
Yeah. That's why you're talking like
Donald Trump. With some jokes. Yeah.
Take time to go to shame.
So, yeah, good fun. And they were absolutely loaded. So they quite liked it when I talked about how they'd never seen a northern bloke before and how rich they were. They liked all that.
Good. Did you smoke a pipe?
I should have. If I'd have had a pipe, it would have been great. Oh, they were... Omid Jalili was on last. I didn't see it, but he was always nice
He's
to see old Omid.
Around.
Old Omid.
He was in New York when I was there.
Was he really?
Yeah. I went to see him in Edinburgh.
Very funny man. Very funny performer.
In 1994, me and a friend went to the Fringe office window to see what was on, which dates it.
Right, yeah.
Like all the shows that were on.
Yeah.
Were printed on one quite big bit of paper. And there was this stand-up show on, and it was called Short Fat Kebab Shop Owner's Son. Well, that's a good title.
Was it at Pleasance Beyond?
No, it was on the other side of town. And again, our inexperience helped us because they're like, oh, it's Hill Street venue.
Right.
It's only 20 minutes. And then we went to Hill Street and it's like right on the other side of town in the new town. We nearly didn't make it. And we got there and it was him and it was just great.
He's a very, very good performer.
Hugely influential on my starting a stand-up.
Right.
I didn't really come to comedy as a comedy fan so much as a performance fan.
Right.
But I had a working knowledge of stand-up.
Yeah.
But I'd seen that show and it was just seminal for me.
Yes. Brilliant performer.
Yeah.
Hold on, mate.
And probably quite, what's the word? Auspicious. Serendipitous.
Yes.
Fortuitous.
Fortuitous.
Because he did play that card of you're sort of looking at me as this, you know, this
exotic
type, but actually the funny thing is I'm a bit of a kind of lovey actor type.
Yes, yeah, because he's a real lovey. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's
yeah.
In many ways, I can now admit that is me.
Yes, yeah.
So that was useful. He did this thing where he was doing different kinds of bows.
Right.
Which are really funny.
Yeah.
Kind of Shakespearean bow.
Yes.
And they're different, basically, levels of humility.
When leaving the stage. Yeah.
And then he said, just keep that applause going. We loved him by now. That's what we were just talking about.
Yeah.
So we gave him this massive ovation in the middle of the show.
Yeah.
He's just going, yeah. And he's bowing. And a venue tech just popped open the door.
Thought it was the end of the show.
No, they just opened the door deliberately.
Right.
And then some people went past. And he shut the door again. He said, thanks for that, because that's the show upstairs leaving.
Yeah.
So I like to show them every day.
That's so funny.
Brilliant.
That's so... Because he combines the kind of... the lovey thing with a real street hustling hucksterism as well, doesn't he? Yeah. There's a real nice combo going on with him.
Yeah.
Big fan of the Jalili.
Yeah, excellently self-aware. And also, great film career.
Yeah.
He's in The Mummy. He's really good in The Mummy.
Yes, yeah.
The Brendan Fraser Mummy, not the god-awful Tom Cruise Mummy. And Notting Hill.
Yes, yeah,
and,
yeah.
And many, many more. Gladiator.
See, he's a very talented bloke. Yeah. Beat me at tennis as well, I always remember.
Still didn't bother going to see me in New York.
No.
I'm sorry, Hamid.
Well, you don't want to get... You don't want to... You're not going to see him pre-marathon, are you?
No. Put me off. I haven't come back with the gloves yet.
No. Oh, that's a shame.
So...
I suppose you've got no idea where you've dropped them, have you?
No,
big long walk
right.
along the canal.
No, you had them.
And then you'll think... Then think, oh, well, someone will have picked them up.
And also, it's a funny thing with the kids' little things, because it always happens, and it's so heartbreaking, but it just happens. You've got to, I don't know, I think they were small-handed girls' gloves rather than
yes,
kids.
Yes, I sense that, yeah.
Part of me was hoping they were kids, because, you know, kids always lose their stuff.
Yeah.
You've got to get more stuff. So, right, 2 years ago.
Yeah.
I think 2 years ago, and I think just around now, I was doing a weekend here in Birmingham like you.
Yes.
And then on the Friday, daytime, I whizzed off, got on a train, went to Manchester, Salford, Media City.
Oh, hey, let's go right.
Did Mastermind.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you, mate.
And I bought myself a special t-shirt. It was a plain clothing, spelled P-L-A-N-E.
Yeah.
Clothing t-shirt, which I was a big fan of their work.
Yeah.
Kind of screen prints of London-y things and airplanes. And I bought a Red Angle Boys lamp t-shirt to wear on the train. Yeah. And then I got to Birmingham, and that Red Angle Boys lamp was there.
That's great.
Or t-shirt, sorry,
fortuitous. Fortuitous. Harmonious.
And, yeah, went up to Manchester, smashed Mastermind.
Smashed it.
Came back. Had to get it quick because they'd shifted me to be on first so I could go and do the owner's mate's gig at the golf, the tennis club.
Right, right. Yeah. Now that's a busy weekend, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
They're great, those weekends.
Yeah, weekends when stuff happens.
Yes.
So, and...
smashed it.
At Mastermind. But it made me think about something. We're always moving forward, aren't we?
Yes.
You work towards something like your sub-3 marathon.
Yes, yeah.
And that bubble, Vassilis' bubble.
Yeah.
You get to that point, you think, I trained for this, I wanted this, I've got it, I achieved it, I'm in it. And then it's like a conveyor belt. You're like, oh no, still moving forward.
Yeah.
I could just stop here, stay here and do this. But you don't, that's not the choice that's available to us.
Yes. Got to keep moving.
Got to keep moving forward.
Yeah. That's why I like the ultra, because it's sort of physical new boundary, but it's not about being faster.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry, mate. Because I don't know whether I can be bothered to train at to run faster over that long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could still do your 4.5 London. Your 48-mile ultra.
And then do...
Still got 2.55 in Yorkshire.
I'm going to do an autumn marathon, definitely. Yeah. Definitely. And I will try and run it quickly. It's just going to be interesting to see whether I can summon up the motivation to run faster than 3, knowing how much I put into doing it, you know.
You did it and it cost, yeah, that's right. And ultimately, you're still... That's not going to be easy just to repeat that.
It's going to be really, really hard. You know, a year and a half older... It's going to be. It'd be a major achievement to do the same thing.
Yeah, but in terms of marathon experience, that makes me think that Yorkshire's quite a good bid. Because I think we're both.
I love running Yorkshire anyway.
And it's a bit faster than London.
Do you think it is?
That little edge.
Do you think it is?
I think so. Yeah.
I don't know whether it is because it's a bit hillier, isn't it?
Yeah, that's true. But I think they're very wearable hills. And I think that...
And they've got long downhill stretches as well.
Yeah, and if you look at my experience now, I know my initial Speedy Yorkshire was a bit of a... There's all kinds of factors to that.
Yeah.
Now it's kind of a moment in time. But the second time I did it, it was still really fast.
Yeah.
I literally thought they'd got the timing wrong.
Right.
You know?
Careful.
Because it's, I think, faster than any of my Londons.
And the advantage of York is you're not surrounded by loads of people.
Yep.
They still think we're famous, so we can get near the front.
Yeah.
we get the fast first 10 minutes or so, because it's a little bit downhill, which is dangerous but good, because it doesn't take anything out of you at all.
Yeah, and I think even the hills somehow, they're long, they're steady, they're kind of timed at a point where...
Sorry, mate.
Where you can... they help you, they galvanise you.
And there's some long descents.
Yeah, that's
there's
right.
some long, gentle descents. Yeah. And I really like that, yeah. No, it ticks a lot of boxes, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah.
We get to stay at that place again.
God, let's sign up for it and get a hotel booked straight away.
Yeah, yeah.
Somewhere in the town centre.
No, we'll do that. Let's just do it. Let's just do York.
Yeah. All right.
Let's
then.
Go for it.
So, Jurassic Coast in York.
Yeah.
But that's the other thing about the Yorkshire Marathon, is no dinosaurs.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah.
That'll be a laugh. And for me,
although
it's nice.
Although I did find that Jorvik, you know, the old Viking experience?
Yes, yeah.
It's a lot like Jurassic Park.
I've never actually been around the Jorvik. I've seen old Jorvik, and I should have.
That fellow, that bloke you used to know, Victor, Jorvik.
Jorvik, yeah. But I like the... For me, there's a heavy return home thing to when I do Yorkshire as well. I feel like I'm just running at, like, with loads of club mates or something. There's something really just good for me, you know.
Yeah.
I feel really solid there.
Well, that's it then.
Yeah.
We're set. Yeah. Well, I had to cancel it this year. So.
Yes.
We owe each other.
Yeah, there's unfinished business.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, you said that makes me feel good. We're running away from the sun there. It's nice. It's warm in the backs of my calves. But I can also see my roly shoulders in my shadow.
Don't hate your running style.
Never mind landing on my balls. Yeah. I don't want to stop rolling my shoulders. It just doesn't sound that comfortable landing on your balls.
Have you seen that guy? I've never seen him before. He's running on his balls.
It's a New York
look
tradition.
At this guy. He's running backwards on his balls.
Give me a cup of coffee.
Yeah, I want some coffee to go on some
the Queen's
the balls
Bridge.
Guy. Just hit the wall with his balls.
Sorry.
You're welcome.
It's pretty feisty, the cycling round, isn't it?
Yeah. Pretty
well, quick.
But again, it's a bit of a pain with the running, but it's nice because people are actually commuting up there. They're down here, they're cycling to work and back.
Yeah.
And to university. Oh, look, there's Muirhead Tower. That's in the basement of that was where we did drama. And the funny thing is...
Ooh, that, dramatic arch.
It's one of those buildings that was built in the 60s with a view to being decommissioned in the 80s.
Right.
Still there.
Still there,
and, you know, on windy days you couldn't walk past it because there was a risk of windows blowing out higher up and smashing. Victoria Wood did drama about it.
What a genius she was, eh?
She was great. Something, it was one of those Patricia Routledge monologues from around the internet the other day. She is such a good writer. So writerly.
Spank me on the bottom with the Woman's Weekly. Let's do it today.
There we go. There's a university.
You could pop up to George's University.
Let's do it.
What a clear, beautiful day. So in terms of legs and stuff post-New York... Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I can feel where I've run it in the same old on my right thigh.
Right.
What
up
yeah.
here?
Yeah, above my knee to the right. And I think that's just some old scarring from London a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
It felt like it was dead for a bit.
Right.
And it came back all tingly. But absolutely didn't bother me during the marathon.
Yeah.
Hasn't bothered me since. Just a little awareness there.
Yeah.
And then there's my feet. My left foot that I hurt in Ashington is more of a problem than my broken toe these days.
Right.
Although, on the bus the other day, a woman did roundly tread on my bad toe.
There you go, mate.
She just stepped backwards with like a crunch.
Oh,
But then it didn't actually...
Yikes, Yahtzee!
As it happened, it was like, I'm really glad that didn't happen 2 months ago. Because I would have gone out through the roof of the bus.
Yeah.
Like something in a cartoon. But equally, as oft canvassed, I've just got a messed up toe, so it's never going to be great.
Toe mess up!
That's right.
Mess up, bruv.
So I think from here, feet still injured, going fine. I really found good pace when I went up my run the other day. I know what it feels like. I'm on the first step towards knowing what speeds I'm running at.
Cool.
And bring them back. I think my feet are going to be fine.
Good.
This left one's getting better. I think the reason it only hurt, the only reason it hurts more is that the injury is more recent.
Yeah.
But I've got to stop eating and drinking so much because I'm going to want weight.
Yeah, it's so... No, it doesn't. It really doesn't, no. I'm holding just above 12 stone.
Yeah.
My best marathon weight is just under 12.
Yeah.
But it's hard to get to.
It's interesting because we're very different shapes. We're very similar with that. I'm at about 12.4.
Yeah.
Which is a... That's a really good weight for me.
Yeah.
And particularly in the long game.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I could... The poundage is obvious. That's the nice thing when you kind of manage it like that. You know when it's there.
Yeah.
And it's a lovely feeling when you get it right just before a marathon. Just feel...
No, it's great. It's
fit,
great.
Fit and light, you know.
Yeah.
You know when you're good to go.
This lad Matthew's doing the... Going to do the Jurassic.
Yeah.
He's they're moving out near the South Downs, so he's going to do lots of running in the South Downs, which is perfect, isn't it, really? Yeah. So in terms of hills... I'll be wanting to do some long, slow, hilly runs.
We've got
a few hills, but it's not...
Because that the Jurassic one will be near where we went running with Martin Yelling.
Yeah, it will be, yeah. Yeah.
Beautiful. But I would one day maybe love to do this race to the stones.
Yes, no, I would
to
as well.
Where it is.
I would as well.
But I let's face it. Do the long one.
Yeah. Let's just see... If you fancy it, and just see how we feel.
Yeah.
We might do an ultra and think, absolutely ridiculous, no way we're doing it again. We might think, this is a new dawn and a new day.
And how late do you have to decide? Because the other thing about Yorkshire is I might need it as a backup if I disappoint myself in London. I feel like I've got potential to do well.
Oh, but we can enter for York whenever we want, can we?
Yeah, yeah.
We can enter it now. I mean, I'm happy to commit to doing it. So.
I did. Have you got any... How's your back and everything? Are you all
It's all right. It's not... I've just got to be aware of it.
Yeah.
Just look after myself. I'm really feeling these Hoka trainers, actually.
Yeah.
I really like them. They give me a lot of stability and comfort, and they feel really good.
Excuse me.
And I haven't been doing that much speed stuff as well, just lots of long, slow stuff.
Yeah.
And I just feel, I really enjoy it. The fast stuff's great, but you can feel it as you get older.
That's right.
It's just tough, you
and
know.
You can feel it when you've done it, which is,
yeah.
It always takes you by surprise. It's a bit like that thing of going up a hill. I don't think we're really calibrated to get why it's happening.
Yeah.
You know, when you go up a hill and you think, come on, I'm tired and I'm fit.
Yeah.
And then you say to yourself, no, it's a gradient.
Yeah.
You always have to do that, you know. And I find that when I run, the difference between running fast and not running fast. So I go out for a run.
Yeah.
Do the rest of the day's activities.
Yeah.
And another day, I go out for a run, do the rest of the day's activities. And God, why am I so tired? And it's because you ran fast.
You run really fast, yeah.
It makes the difference, of course.
Yes, yeah.
But it always takes you by surprise. I want to get much more regular with the park runs. Basically get on top of that comedian Saturday morning issue.
Yes, yeah.
And, try and get to one every couple of weeks, really.
No, they're good. They're so valuable, aren't they?
Absolutely.
So, and they never rinse you out for the day, do they? Because it's always only 5K.
That's right. And I think, I still think I'm in the very foothills of knowing how to run that distance. And I think it's a really useful psychological thing. It's park runs that have helped me find the finish, for example.
Yeah.
Which I then used in New York, you know?
Yeah.
Completely different scenario. But still, those kind of different gears were there. It's such a great...
That guy's running through the gears with his balls.
He's running backwards on his balls.
Look at those tempo balls.
Look at the speed of him.
Yeah.
The balls per minute rate is amazing.
Look at him on the Queensborough Bridge. Yeah. Five boroughs.
He's balling his way to Brooklyn.
Yeah.
He's right on his rocks.
He's right there on the very forefront of his balls. Coming through. The real tiptoeing on his...
As we go past her. A member of the public.
Yeah. I'm sure she's completely tuned into her bed.
It's
biodegradable.
It's biodegradable.
This is that moment when you do an out and back run, when you think, oh, we're nearly back now, you get to a bit that you remember seeming quite late on.
Right.
You passed it on the way out.
So what is the, what mileage are we at the moment?
Well, that's the magic, you see.
I'm thinking...
You need to look.
I reckon what about... We'll be about 7.7. I don't think there's too far to go.
No, I think you're right. We're nearly there. We've got to go past this turning point, and then there's a long tunnel.
Right.
And then you can see the buildings that the man wants to get there.
It's quite nice to run 9 miles and just feel uber comfy, isn't it?
Yes. Right.
It's quite a privilege, isn't it, really?
Absolutely.
And this isn't humble brag showboating, because we haven't run that particularly fast.
No.
It's just nice.
Yeah, you've got to remember that you've got that fitness.
Yeah.
It's like you're always set wherever you're at, and this is true in life, not just running. You set wherever you're at naught. So it's nice to remind yourself that you've
that
got
you actually, you got a bit in your locker.
Yeah. It's like talking of weighing yourself, you know, when I feel like I've relaxed a bit and put on a couple of pounds, I weigh myself. Like, context is all.
Yeah, of course, absolutely.
Let's go left here. This is the, we went the other way. Just, you've got a couple of options here.
The road less travelled.
So, yeah, we're at the top of the valley.
We're lost! Yeah.
I remember seeing, I bet you wouldn't get it now. I went to the Vale here. Sorry, I'm just going to take a photo. The camera's all locked up. Went to, when I was at university, there was a firework display in the Vale for the students.
Yeah.
It's the best firework display I've ever seen.
Brilliant.
I mean, I think these days firework displays have got better.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of, I think it was the world seeing Sydney Harbour Bridge at the Millennium.
Thought we got to up our game.
We're going to have to do that.
Yeah.
So every firework display since for 20 minutes. But when I had this one at university, I'd never seen anything like that. It was brilliant. I doubt universities have got the budget for that kind of thing.
No.
God, it was good. You just go to the union and watch films for free or for barely any money, you know.
Yeah.
You didn't have mobile phones or the internet.
No, amazing, amazing.
It's great. But that hot weekend with the comedians here.
Yeah.
I came out and I got very, very drunk on cheap wine at this gig.
Yeah, nice.
And it took me a long time to get off my run on this hot, hot day. Didn't eat anything, you know.
Yeah. One just of those brutal hangover days.
Terrible hangover.
Yeah.
Just in the hotel room, just hating existence. Just, you know, it was a hangover of the soul.
Yeah.
And eventually got out here about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, kind of 30 degree heat. And I did this run, maybe not as far as we went today, but
yeah.
3.5 miles down, turned back. I got to about here. I just had to stop running. And I couldn't believe it. It was like the first time I'd ever pulled up.
That's fair enough.
Never mind any marathon.
Yeah.
I was like, oh no, I'm beaten. I don't know if the temperature
sometimes there's a...
I'm not... You have to have the fuel.
Sometimes there's a peace in accepting that, isn't it? I've very occasionally stopped, usually during hungover runs, when I've tried a long hungover run.
Yeah.
And you get to about 14, 15 miles and think, I'm not going to be able to run through this hangover because there's not enough in me to run through it.
Yeah, that's
there's
right.
Nothing on the other side.
It's like the opposite of what you were saying about what's celebrating what's available to us.
Yeah.
When you start running, a hangover run is a really good thing because, you know, it's kind of medicinal, really.
Yes, yeah.
It just only works for shorter runs.
Yeah. It used to be my thing to, like, be hungover and then try and long run through it.
Yeah.
Like a maniac.
Yeah.
You can't do that as you get older. Yeah, you can't do that as you get older.
I was never running young enough for that.
Yeah.
The same way I used to kind of smoke through a hangover. You can't really do that.
And also, similarly, smoking through your long runs. you just can't do it, can you?
Sorry, thanks.
There comes a point where that stops working.
Yeah.
You got to throw down your fags and say, I got to just run there.
So you're not going to smoke at the Jurassic.
But that's something I'm going to have to confront with the ultra.
Yeah.
Occasionally, it's advisable to walk.
Right.
So, I mean, especially up the hills, people say you might as well walk the amount of energy you waste, sort of
thing.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting.
Well, I'll never forget that. You remember in the Cannock Chase 10K?
Yeah.
Which we should do.
Yeah.
On the list.
Yeah.
But look it up, because that was excellent. I'd love to do that again.
Yeah.
We should do it together. But, yeah, that woman who said well done to me because I carried on running up her steep bit.
Right.
She said, oh, well done, because she started walking. And I literally said, and then as soon as we got to better path, not even the top of the hill, just not such a climb and a better track,
She overtook you.
She overtook me and then overtook her back. So
yeah.
It just goes to show that a walk can be, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, it certainly did her.
There's certainly no shame. The run walk thing that a lot of people do on ultras.
Yeah. But a completely different level. The whole thing of it is keep running till the end. That's one of my fundamental rules. Even now, when I run out from my house and back to my house, the rule is all the way to your front door. You
know, yeah.
Don't stroll the last 100 metres.
Seriously.
Our ranty episode from the other day went out. And someone got in touch and said they completely agree about the John Lewis advert. So that's
that's good. That's good.
Although
I've yet to see it, but that's good.
I say it was ripped off from Monsters, Inc., Where the Wild Things Are and Sing.
Yeah.
Apparently, the monster was directly ripped off. I say apparently, allegedly.
Yeah.
Avowedly.
Yeah. Notionally.
Screw running along the fence in town.
Wow.
That's brilliant.
You're Ron Compound, big fan. Yeah. Love the show, guys. Great show. I agree with you about the John Lewis ads. Nuts.
And the chocolate doesn't taste like it used to.
Oh, way up. So, she was fast, wasn't she? She'd just come off the set of Hunger Games. She had a real stride on.
Yeah. So
the John Lewis ad.
Apparently, the monster is ripped off from a book by a children's book writer called Chris Riddle.
Okay.
Who wrote a story about a monster under the bed called Mr. Underbed.
All right,
where the monster in it looks like the monster in the advert.
Right.
So, you know.
Yeah.
The lack of inspiration goes even deeper.
Yeah.
And
they're just getting anything they can.
Depressingly, the advert was directed by Michel Gondry.
Who's a major director.
Yeah, and that's a paycheck day.
Yeah, of course it is, yeah.
You're not getting much of that. I mean,
so let's not.
For Bjork's Bachelorette changed my life.
Yeah. What else has he directed? What films
Eternal
has he
Sunshine
directed?
For the Spot.
Yeah, one of my favourite movies. Yeah. Let's not begrudge him a payday. But it's a shame.
Yeah, that's right. He must, somewhere, even though he doesn't know, somewhere in his heart he knows we're saying this.
Yes.
He's shuddering a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh, I had to pay for this thing.
Yeah.
I didn't know if that's his accent. I just think his name sounds like his accent would be like
I
this.
I wanted to buy a log cabin in Colorado. Why not?
I can't even get a lot of man.
The ending to Eternal Sunshine is beautiful, isn't it? Just a great example of a film that gives you what you want without knowing what you wanted.
That's right.
Before you got it, you know, it's lovely.
Yeah, and it's got great stuff in it.
Yeah.
Genuinely underplaying Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
Which you've never seen before.
I don't know whether he's been better since then. I think that was maybe the peak of his transition from goofball to kind of spiritualist.
Yes.
Just the apex of it is that movie.
He's done interesting stuff since then. But he's a terrible one for playing about a generation younger than he is.
Yeah.
The one where he was going out with, what's her name? Oh, Zooey Deschanel.
What, which film was that?
He's too old. He's too old. Yes, but
right, I haven't seen that one yet. From the Danny Wallace.
Danny Wallace book. It's not bad, you know, but
right.
It's not good. And Kate Winslet's character.
She's brilliant.
She's an excellent actor, always has been. And she just plays a character who simultaneously feels really fresh on screen, but is like a real person.
She's
a woman.
Thank you.
Has trouble creating, you know? It's really good. I would watch, it's one of my very favourite films that I hardly watch. It's too sad.
Yeah, it's very sad. But it's kind of, it's very nice as well about that sort of acceptance of relationships, isn't it? That kind of thing of, you know, we're going to get bored of each other and you're not going to, but that's okay. It's okay.
And the wider
that's
sense
okay.
That nothing we do is a waste of time.
Yeah.
You know, like, why do they make such a fuss about 100 quid giggle on Tuesday? It's all to the good.
It's time, isn't it? Yeah.
I am kind of across today reading about Benedict Allen, the explorer.
Oh, yeah, the old please come and look for me, but don't. Yeah. I mean, Papua New Guinea thing.
Yeah, and I hope.
Feels a bit of fuss, doesn't it? I think he's
really hope he's okay.
He is okay. I think he's been found okay.
Yeah,
hasn't
but I hope he gets back okay.
Yeah.
I don't want to risk his life with my cynicism. But I do find it quite tiresome because he's clearly perfectly entitled.
Yeah.
You know, the photo of him is like, he might as well be a Victorian.
He's completely loaded, yeah.
Loaded. He's Bear Grylls.
Yeah.
His mates are Ben Fogle. He's off the BBC. He's like a Victorian.
Yes, yeah.
And he's in Papua New Guinea and it's like, oh, let's get him home. And I just couldn't help thinking about that. What's the name of the lady?
Nassanin, what's her name? In Iran, yeah.
And I just thought, it just feels like inequality, you know, it's just, he just feels like a boy from the club. She's like a real person. And they're going, oh, yeah, we've talked to the Foreign Office, and we think we can send him a helicopter. So he went.
Yeah. I mean, I quite like.
Literally on holiday.
I quite like eccentric explorers. I couldn't help thinking that maybe it's linked with a book deal or something. It felt a bit publicity.
Yeah, yeah.
Because all he'd done is missed a flight from a bloke who always misses flights.
That's right. And also, you know? It's I'm like the internet because ultimately the two situations aren't particularly comparable. But I couldn't help but think of them together.
Yeah. I'm sure he'll be. I remember reading it thinking, I'm sure this guy's going to be fine.
Yeah, that's right.
And he was just late for a flight.
Non story. Yes.
He's out without his mobile and he's missed a flight.
Yep.
I think he was saved by a Christian missionary or spotted on this disused airfield and they're just waiting for another flight.
Yeah.
So,
some amazing,
I'm not going to lose so much sleep over
him. Amazing reading that. I love that Bill Bryce book, One Summer, America 1927.
Right.
Basically, in telling the story of Lindbergh, he kind of hoovers up all the stories of these early adventuring flyers.
Right.
And people, a number of them disappearing into South America, never to be seen again, or to be seen again, but inconclusively.
Right.
You know, this guy who met a British bloke with a long white beard sitting at the side of the road in the middle of nowhere with mosquitoes all around his legs. Talked to him for a couple of minutes and then didn't sort of tell anyone about it until a month later.
Never knew who he was.
When he was back in society. And, oh, yeah, we think we know who that is. And you're the only person who's seen him in the last 20 years. And this other guy who flew, he got a bit lost and he did what was much more normal then. He kind of dropped a note from the plane into a boat. And he said, point the boat in the direction of land and flap your flag how many hundreds of miles it is. And he flew round and round until they did.
Right.
And then waggled a little thank you and flew off in that direction. Never seen again.
Yeah.
Perhaps unsurprisingly.
I must say, I quite like these explorers. And the thing about this bloke who's chipped off, all right, chipped off to Papua New Guinea.
Benedict Allen.
He's not asking them to be worried about him, is he?
No, that's true.
He's kind of just chipped off, hasn't he? I mean,
yeah, but you're absolutely right. But it's also that thing, another reading of it is the entitled man principle. And when I say that, I mean, in a domestic sense, you know, just these guys who just say, yeah, that's just me, I just do what I do. And you think about how the family around them facilitate that.
Yeah.
You know,
but Neil MacArthur will go around the world on a yacht and we all love it.
Yeah.
It's just these, they exist, don't they, these people?
Yeah.
But I know what you're saying. It's like, you know, the Ralph Fiennes thing.
Yeah.
He's off on another adventure with half a heart.
Yes.
It's like... quite stressful, you know. I've just chopped a finger off. I'm hanging off Kathmandu.
Yes, that's right. You didn't have to.
Yeah, you didn't have to, mate.
So that's it. We're off the canal. We're going to get back to the Luck and Up.
Are we?
Yeah. Just down the steps. And we're out.
It has to be said. Sorry, mate. Sorry. What a lovely run.
Yeah, you like that.
What a glorious run. Real pleasure.
Yeah. Recommended.
Heartily recommend.
Birmingham runners will know all about it anyway.
Of course they will, yeah.
And shame, I should come back tomorrow. We can do Cannon Hill Park Run next time.
Yeah, I mean, normally I'd be staying, but I'm off to, as I say, doing Parliament Hill.
And then coming back up here?
And then coming back up here for a couple of gigs.
We're a bit like Benedict Allen ourselves, aren't we?
Oh, yeah, very similar.
Birmingham, London, Manchester.
Well, we'll be there in Jurassic, won't we? Hanging off the cliff.
Durdle
Send door. Help.
Oh, that was good, Scott.
If anything, Cleethorpes is a bit more dangerous than Papua New Guinea.
Yeah.
You will maintain mobile contact.
Well, I don't know if you can get 4G.
Yeah, yeah.
But if my phone does go down, I'll set pigeons.
Last seen approaching a gig on a Sunday in Cleethorpes.
Yeah. Here's me and you,
contiguous to Grimsby.
Did you see the plug and everything? It's good, isn't it?
It is very good, yeah.
Come on, come and get a picture of me by the lamp.
So this is, yeah, let me get a picture of you.
Both of us.
All right.
You're in.
That's nice. Should we run the last...
down to the door.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's go fast. Here we go, it's downhill.
Yes.
This is the beginning of the Yorkshire Marathon.
Yeah, this is how you feel.
Yeah, this is my normal run. Yeah.
I'll be perfectly fine. 2:38 by the end. This isn't taking it out of my thighs. My thighs.
Can't slow down.
Very nice.
So you're not
very
gonna
nice
get a
room.
Chance to avail yourself of Birmingham's excellent Christmas offer.
Which is...
Right, it's just a fine place for shopping. It's got.
Yeah, they've got... they've opened the Christmas markets this weekend.
Yeah, yeah. It's a Christmas... It's the biggest conglomeration of sheds anywhere in Europe.
Should be great. Shed That's heaven.
Made up that
fact, Shed right? heaven. How far are we gone, mate?
Oh, we haven't quite...
8.92.
Well, should we go and run 0.8 of it? No, let's not.
Well, I think we're all right. We're okay.
Yeah,
that was lovely.
Yeah, you know, we're running at 9.5 minute miles, which is...
Do that, nice and chatty.
Us. So
good chats, good fun. Get in touch. Tell us about ultras, what we should do.
Yeah, absolutely. So you've heard what
we're open for tips. Has anyone done it before?
Yeah, we want to know.
Is it ridiculous to do that for your first ultra?
Yeah.
Is it too uppy downy?
I talked to these women in America. Actually, one of them was saying they did a very uppy downy marathon for their first marathon.
Right.
And I was going, so what other marathon is that? She's like, none. And I'm like, ooh.
Yeah.
But isn't that? It's in a way. It's good, isn't it? Because you've got no frame of reference.
Yes. Yeah.
Anyway, tell us what you've done.
We want frames of reference. Yeah, we need information.
And enjoy, you know, we're coming up to that 100th episode. It's going to be...
It's going to be massive.
That can be anticlimactic.
It's going to be massive.
But yeah, we...
100 miles in 100 hours.
We better get started.
Yeah, the longest podcast ever.
RunCompod on Twitter. We'll see you on Facebook. We'll see you.
Get in touch. Get in touch. We'll always get in touch.
And speak to you soon.
Brilliant. Get
with Paul Tolkinson and Rob Deering.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.